Good morning.
Irresistibly awful number 199. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, Rabid Grannies. John, what'd you think about these crazy rabid grannies?
Well, they got pretty crazy there, that's for sure.
Whew. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That was a great title. there was some parts of this that were fun. It was also one of these movies where you had way too many characters.
Oh, boy.
It was hard. Like, the list of names, we got Helen, Susie, Gilbert, Aunt Elizabeth, Alicia, Percival, Bertha, Aunt Victoria, Miss Barnstable, Erica, Jessica, Roger, Harvey, Rachel, Radu, the woman at the fence in front. And that's not everybody. That's just like the main people.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know most of these people's names.
I don't either. Absolutely right. Not. No. Nope.
Bertha. I got Bertha.
Yep. Right. Percival. He was all right. You can remember Percival. That was the priest. Mm-hmm. Right? There was a guy named John, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, coming in at a stellar 68 minutes.
Fantastic. Yay!
they really cut out a lot of the useless stuff, because all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, they're in a car. And bam, we're at dinner. I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. All right, so, okay. Yeah, we're going to skip right to this. I like it. All right.
Yeah, right at the opening credit, the opening parts of the movie, we got all these different people driving to this birthday party, and I just like, I can't keep up. What is happening? Who are you? Are they all going to the same place? What?
That's one thing about this movie. You had no idea what's happening, and they're throwing all these different people at you, and you're like, what are you? What's your name? What are you doing? Where are you? Where are you going? You're going to the same place. What?
They're all going to the same place? Why are you doing that?
Alice! Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you the tagline, John. Grandma, what a big mouth you have.
I like it.
Yeah, this was something, John. Because
did the movie feel like it was older than it was? Like, I know it's 88. And 88, I get it. That's a long time ago, but it felt like it was older than that. Like the filming technique or whatever, it just felt older.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that. When I would have said this was 1971 at the latest. Yeah, this was something, John. You know, I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, and then oh boy. Because there's parts of this I still don't know exactly what happened. And one of the big major point in the movie, and I'm still not sure exactly what happened.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about because I don't know. I do have a good theory though. I do have a good theory.
Yeah, there's a oh boy. I'm ready. Back from Vegas. Ready to go. Let's go. So yeah, we start with Alice. you gotta pluck these pheasants, Alice. Very angry plucking.
Man, I don't know. I get having fresh food, but if you gotta pluck your own chicken, I think there's a better option out there.
Are you not surviving in the 1500s, John? Is that what you're saying, or what?
This wasn't the 1500s. The people drove in cars.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So there's a scene where this angry lady. What we don't know is this is at the house, right? Because this would have been helpful if there was just a sign saying, "Yeah, this is Rabid Granny's mansion" or whatever.
Right. But, yep.
Yeah, these people are at the place where we're going to meet all these incoming people are going, because I guess these are, well, there are a lot of people's aunts. I guess it's two aunts that live together who these people have to go here because they want some money. Is that?
Yeah, I guess the gist of it is Aunt Victoria and Aunt Elizabeth, who I'm guessing are lesbians. I'm not sure. They're
Oh.
wealthy. They're loaded, right? They got a lot of money, millions of dollars,
Million?
and they live in this like castle thing. I'm not sure. And
You know.
all the family's like waiting for them to let go so they can inherit the money. So everyone's trying to get some money.
It's the kind of castle you might see Samuel Jackson naked outside of. Isn't
Yes,
that
exactly. I
right,
would expect to see Samuel L. Jackson naked in the lawn playing golf.
Well, people who haven't listened to us have no idea. They're like, what the fuck is wrong? What are you
What
talking
the
about?
hell? Why would you say something like that? Why would you say something so random?
We
Look it up.
always bring
It's
it.
a
We
real
always
thing.
we bring it back around, right, John? It always comes back around to one of these previous 196 movies. Yeah. Speaking of, let me just say something real quick, John. Did you realize number 200 next week, John? I mean,
That's right.
that's
That's
a
right.
big one. That's a big one, and it's your pick. I mean, I got to pick number 100. And if you don't remember, I picked Terror in Beverly Hills with Frank Stallone.
Wow.
So, but yeah, you get the privilege of 200, John.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, I know.
How did we get that far? Oh.
I don't know. Boy, that's a lot of shitty movies.
I guess that's what
Oh,
happened. I guess that's what happened when no one could fire you.
right.
Can't get rid of us because we don't get paid.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so back to this. So now we're going to meet all these people on the way to the same place. We got Percival the priest, who's he's asking to take a leave for the weekend, trying to get the okay. So then I got a guy with engine problems. This is how I wrote it down. I went this whole movie not knowing these people's names really, except for those couple ones. I mean, yeah. So I'm gonna say things like mustache guy and
There was a lady riding a bike.
Yeah, guy with engine problems. Then we got annoying family. Oh boy, they turn out to be something in this movie.
They're a problem.
I did like this dad's move in his car. The little girl's like, her brother takes her cookie, and the dad's just. I thought that was an interesting move, John.
He's like, just give me those cookies. That'll teach you a lesson.
We got a businessman with a great stash. Going to the, if you know these people's names offhand, you just tell me, John, because this.
Oh, I don't know who's who.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Okay.
There was the businessman, the guy who was like selling weapons, like he was hoping for World War III or something.
I don't know.
Don't get greedy. World War III.
Then this guy, the guy speeding down the road, he sees Bertha, who is, as he says, the family virgin, riding a bike down the road. And then he, I guess, makes her fall off the bike because it's funny. And then we can't forget, John, the forbidden lesbian lovers.
Yeah. We'll just tell everybody you're my assistant.
We don't buy it. And then after we meet all them, it's bam, we're at dinner.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, so apparently this is Auntie Victoria and Auntie Elizabeth's birthday party is
Oh
what we're
boy.
doing here. It took a little bit to figure that out, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah, boy, this is a hopping party.
And this place, this castle or whatever she lives in, I for the longest time I thought she just didn't have electricity.
Me too. Me too.
I guess maybe only parts of the building have electricity or something. Or maybe, can you have a light switch that controls like a gas lantern? I'm not sure.
You can have anything, John, if you got enough money.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the same thing because I'm like, well, maybe they're just cutting back on electricity usage.
You got that kind of money, I think you could hire an electrician, you know?
Oh, yeah. So this dinner, boy, this is where the fun starts. It takes a turn. We got Percival the priest here. He's getting annoyed by this kid next to him. And he almost stabs him with a fork.
It was great. He's like, I'm just showing him how to use the silverware properly, you know? I'll properly stab him in the side. That's what I'm going to do.
So this is funny, right? So they're like, yeah, there's somebody at the gate. This cracked me up, right? So there's somebody at the gate. Al, let's go check that out.
Like, again, what happened there? Like, was there a buzzer or a bell or something? Like, how did you know there was something? You didn't, like, look at the security camera. I can tell you that. And yeah, she was like, oh, Alice, go check it out. She's like, it's creepy outside. No.
Yeah, it's creepy outside. It's even creepier at the fence. I don't want to. Oh, boy. Yeah, there's just a creepy old lady standing there, and the creepy old lady just says, open the gate.
She's like, no. You're not.
No.
You are. No. And, yeah, she just keeps repeating, open the gate. What, you know, this woman at the fence, open the gate. And she's like, okay, fine. You wore me down. It's like, really? Really?
I know. Come on, Alice. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, she's like, all right. And then the lady gives her this box, and then she leaves.
Why'd you even have to open the gate? Just hand it to her through the... She's like, I don't like talking through the bars. It's like, what? Don't know, no explanation. That's all we know. That's all we know.
Yeah, so Alice brings this gift inside, and the one granny's really excited to get this gift from who's it from, John?
Well, first she's like, this unknown person left us a gift. How exciting. We don't know what it is or who it could be or what it's for. Like, what? Okay, settle down. All right. Turns out it's from Christopher.
Who we don't. Yeah.
This is all we know about him, is that he was written out of the will, and he was at some point the head of an evil sect.
That's one of my favorite parts here, is when that one guy... The lady asked that guy, and she's like, yeah, you know, what did he do? And he's like, well, you know, like everybody else, our family once belonged to a satanic sect. You know,
it's one of those things.
She's like, what's that now?
Can you say that again?
What? Oh, yeah.
That'd be like saying, you know, my family, they're culinary masters, but they also eat human flesh.
Yeah, boy, it is. Besides the ants here, everybody else, it's unanimous that Christopher is a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Don't open that gift. Don't open it.
Okay. I want to ask you, did I read my subtitles right here? And they said that he got 10 months for breaking into a cemetery? Oh, like, wow. Oof.
They were having a party, but they had to break it up. No?
Man, oh man. I was like, wow. I think there's murderers that get less time than that here. But
right? For just having you know, a ceremony, trying to, you know, maybe summon the demon. I don't know, but they don't mess around there, you know? No demon summoning in our town. 10 months in jail.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, they're real strict on the demon summoning.
Well, they were probably right about this, because this gift he gets Granny's apparently was imbued with some powers.
Okay, John, what happens here? What happens here?
Well, neither of us really know, do we?
I don't know.
I could tell this is what you were thinking of, because I thought the same thing.
I don't know where. It's like somebody edited the movie and they went to get coffee and they forgot where they left off. And they left out a chunk of the movie right here that's really important to know.
Possibly an important part, right? Yeah.
Why? How did we go from let's open a gift to I'm going to cut the cake with my fingernail? I don't know what happened in that little space there.
Right, they open this gift and it's a wooden box. They're like, oh, what a wonderful wooden box. And then that's it. And we don't, you know, they open it up, open the box, there's nothing in it. I'm pretty sure there was nothing in it. And well, it's not like spirits came out of it and like sucked into their body, you know. Like that's maybe what you would have expected to see. Right?
Yeah, that's what I needed, some of that like Ghostbusters ghost flying through the city.
Exactly. Going into
their body, you know, that's what I need.
Exactly. That's what we were looking for. We didn't get it.
Yeah, this was weird.
It was weird, but I have a theory. Okay.
All
right. So my theory is this box had at one point captured an evil being that was probably in some kind of sofa. Some evil sofa. Yep, they got it to go into this box, and that's how they stopped it. Now, Granny's just unleashed this killer sofa spirit.
Yeah. Well, you know, the rumor is if you could just talk him into getting in the box, it would hold him. But you know, that's a problem because you know you can only ask so nicely, and he could just say nope. if you want to see a killer sofa who might or might not get into a box, that is of course number 60 killer sofa.
If you're curious, if that sofa could also blow out a burning neck, the answer is yes. Yes, it could.
Oh boy, you know that's getting a good couch right there. I mean, that's, you know, you got the power seats and you got the
your cup holders, you know, two USB ports. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, John, that's a good theory. That's a good theory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if I had a killer couch in a box, I'd just send it off to some creepy.
Yep.
Get rid of that thing, man.
Yep.
That thing can climb the sides of buildings. You don't want that shit sneaking up on you.
Nope.
So something happens where the grannies get infected. What do you want to say, John? They turn into demons? Is that what we're... These are demons, right?
I'm going to say possessed by demons, right?
Okay. Yeah. So they're like, oh, well, here's the cake, you know, make a wish. And the one cuts it with her fingernails that are almost as long as some of these people I see working at banks. Almost as long. oh, boy. And then it's singing time, John. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Radu, the knife for the cake. But it was so weird. They're like singing to cut the cake and just like, it was creepy, I'm going to say.
And I believe the song went, ah, ha, 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 ha. That is how the song went. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Very catchy tune.
Subtitles at one point said teeth snapping,
I think. I saw that, yeah.
Okay.
I chipped the tooth, I gotta tell you. So I put down, this is when I didn't know what's happened. I was like, so their drinks are contaminated? I don't know. they cut the cake and then, the one granny's mouth opens really wide. Her arms grows the length of the table. John grabs a woman, pulls her into her mouth, and eats her head.
It was crazy, right? And at that point, you run for the front door and get out of there. That's what you do. That's all. Seems that's like all. That's a good left. Idea. Yeah. Why you would go anywhere else in this place is beyond me. Front door, get out. Yeah, because I don't know. Granny's just ate some, you know, green birthday cake and turned into some Nilbog demon.
Get the milk. Get the milk. Nilbog. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Granny's eating her. And then she's going to eat me. Oh boy, we're of course talking about Troll 2, number 150. We start everybody screaming. The one kid actually said, "That's smashing," when she eats that lady's head. Alice gets thrown around, everyone's trapped somehow. I don't know. Now we got the granny demons running around the house. This one guy is really convinced that they don't exist until he leaves and comes back pretty convinced.
One of the hired help grabs a knife to go fight them and immediately dies. I was like, well, that didn't work.
Nice try.
The rest of the staff was just in the kitchen eating dinner. They're like, whatever's going on, I don't care. Screaming, whatever.
Yeah, the most realistic part of this movie, they're like, oh boy, they're out there chanting and screaming about something. I don't know. So we got these two people wandering around. The one granny pops through a painting. At one point, they drive away. I'm like, whoa, how'd you... Wait a second. Then the granny's hitching a ride, John? I'm like, what is happening here? Like,
crazy.
This movie does not hesitate. It's kind of like that Super Mario movie, boy, John. It's a steady pace all throughout, man. It just goes... There's no hesitation, man.
Right, yeah, we got... The two lesbians with John in one room. We've got Percival and I don't know whoever else. Helen, and there was one of them. It was like I thought it said pelvical grunt, but I guess it was Percival. I was like, what is a pelvical grunt? That's interesting. Birth is just crying, you know, and somebody cuts off one of Granny's hands, but it just grows back. So that's scary.
She's going to punish this one woman unless she sings her a song, and then Granny actually starts singing. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, sing happy birthday. Do it.
Do it.
She's like, okay, you can go then. She's like, really? And then she drives the car and crushes her. All right.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you sing the song, you can get out and leave. She's like, okay. And then she makes the car drives into her and then drives her into the gate. Yep. Oh, boy. And then, after all this time, it's been, I don't know how long it's been, but after all this time, the one lady finally realizes, you know, my daughter went to the bathroom before Granny's turned into demons. She's probably wondering what's going on.
You know what's funny is she had two kids. She had the daughter and the boy.
Yeah.
She didn't give a crap about the boy. She was thinking about the girl.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Susie. That's her name. Susie.
Yeah. She does. Susie ends up finding the grannies in their old bedroom with their old toys. Creepy old toys.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, hey, you want to play hide and seek?
Why were toys back then so creepy? Why did they have to be so creepy?
They were for a long, even when they started to get electronic, like you could think some of those electronics talking toys, they were still pretty bad.
yeah. And I like the Percival, the priest guy, when the lady's like, I gotta go with my daughter. He's like, you know what? Fuck your daughter. All right, we're not gonna go anywhere, all right? He's like, yeah, we ain't opening that door. I want to live, damn it.
Yeah, but mom says she's going or she's going to castrate him. He's like, well, you can go then.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's how you convince me. That's how you. You know, a good thing to live by, John, is to always watch out for flying leg parts when it comes to stairs.
So, random. Right?
Yeah, here we go. Here we got grannies swinging on chandeliers like the wrecking balls. Oh boy, we got everything happening here. This one part where the one lady who's looking for her daughter, she comes in the room and picks up her son, and she's like, oh, and then the actual son comes into the room and she's like, what the fuck am I holding?
Yep. Boy. That was a demon boy. So apparently we could have that in here too. All right.
Yeah. How'd they do that? You can just infect them? I don't know.
Like, they made like another one. So like shape-shifting?
Yeah. It's really weird because this demon boy eats her fingers, John. Ooh.
Yeah, creepy. Ooh. Yeah. Now, if you're gonna eat fingers, maybe with some sushi.
No.
I could see that maybe. But probably only as a punishment for spilling soup.
Oh boy! That's a good one. And the one guy slaps her because she's a little hysterical that her son who. She thought was a demon, who's not a demon, ate her fingers. So I'm going to slap you. So thanks for slapping me after my fingers get bit off. I appreciate
that. Yeah, that's going to help. Get a hold of yourself, woman.
The grannies are trying to trick them into opening the door because, demons just can't get through doors. So we really need you to open this door for us. So, of course, there's always that dumb person who, of course, opens the door. That's always helpful.
Yep.
We find out, two things. We find out one thing, and I'm still wondering about holy water doesn't work on them. And then the thing is, where did this kid get holy water from?
I guess in this mansion, they had a little chapel or... So they had a room that had like crucifixes and candles and Bible and stuff, and I guess they must have had holy water there too. I mean, maybe this castle is also a church. I'm not sure.
Maybe. You never know.
Mm-hmm. They throw holy water on her. And she's like, that only works in movies, you little horse's ass.
You could tell like the translating or like the dubbing or whatever they were doing in this movie that the people were having trouble and stuff, and that some of the things they say, it just made you go, what'd you say? What? You don't hear that every day.
Yeah. I was watching The End Is Near not that long ago. And there was that scene where he's trying to perform an exorcism, and he goes, the power of Christ compels you. And he just keeps repeating it. And they're like, do you really think that came from a movie? Why do you think that's going to work? He's like, well, I assume they did the research.
Right? They didn't just come up with this.
That's right. Yeah.
So, we didn't mention the the husband, wife, the wife said, I'm going to go look for my God for our daughter. And he's like, yeah, good luck with that. I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah, yeah, you thanks, do that. See ya.
So now after all this time, he's like, well, I'm leaving now because I don't know why. Why would you leave now? I don't know.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something right now, John. If you and me are ever in this situation, all right, and we look at each other and we're like, all right, one of us is going to check the kitchen. One of us is going to check the cellar. John, I got to tell you, I'm picking the kitchen.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, let's go through the water-filled cellar.
I'm not signing up for cellar duty.
Nope.
How about we check every other room first?
How about we try then... the outside? Let's just put them outside. Maybe they're in the yard.
Yeah. How about we try the gas station down the road? Can we try that, everybody?
Let's... Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. There's a face melted body in the kitchen. I'm not sure who that was supposed to be. I give up. A lot of people are dying right now. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people are dying in this movie at this point. Bertha, Fred, John, and other guy, they're on the move.
Other guy? these fuckers in the cellar, John. So we got the fat guy and the other guy in the cellar. And for some reason, John, they're finally like, how about we try to get out of here through this tiny opening?
Right, this tiny window. Let's just go through there. And he gets stuck. And he starts screaming, and of course they hear him. Maybe we should be quiet while these crazy demons are on the loose.
I know. Oh, yeah. Help me! Help! Oh, boy. And, okay, John, I'll just say it. All right. Am I right in saying that this guy died from getting his ass eaten? Is that what happened right here, John? Is that what happened? That's what I think happened, John.
I think you're right. I think they ate him from the backside. Mm-hmm.
These demons really like eating. Boy, they're licking their fingernails. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote weird flesh eating and licking.
Yeah, so they eat this guy's ass to death.
Harvey's like, I'm gonna kill him, and he goes out to his car. Okay, first off, you're outside, get out of here. He gets a gun out of his trunk and he starts shooting a lot of and I'm like, he's not shooting at anything in particular, but he's just shooting at a lot. And then when he starts shooting the grannies, it doesn't matter. They're apparently bulletproof. They just laugh. They're laughing. Like Joker laughing, you know? Like,
I know. Oh, John. Oh, boy. This guy shoots so many bullets. I was like, Arnold stopped over and was like, where'd you get all these bullets from, man?
Unlimited. Unlimited shots.
He does do the classic move, which is always my favorite in any movie. When you shoot something 20 times and it does nothing, you gotta try for the punch. You gotta try for the punch.
Well, let me just try punching you then. Yeah.
It works because he punches her and then trips her and she just can't get up for some reason.
For some reason.
Help! I'm down. Help!
One of the grannies shows up in medieval armor. And you know that's bulletproof too, right? Probably not, but
I was like, medieval armor. At first I couldn't tell who was in it. I go, did somebody else go put this armor on?
Smart move.
Medieval armor. Why are you doing that? You're already a demon that's invincible.
Yeah, you don't need armor. So he gets a little stabby and a little slicey.
Stabby. Yeah, I think he gets an arm and leg chopped off here. I don't know. It's hard to tell because parts of this movie I could be in a complete dark room. I couldn't tell what was happening in person in these movies, John. I mean, it was so dark. I couldn't see people's faces.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was like, what's happening here? I was like, what? Is that your arm or is that your leg? What?
Get back here. I'll bite you. I'll bite you.
Oh, but boy. The grannies, both of them, they have this chat with the priest, you know, and they tell, you know, we kind of like you. We like you so much, we're going to, you know, one of us wants you to kill yourself, the other one doesn't. So, what do you want to do?
She's like, well, you decide. You kill yourself and you'll be damned and then suffer for eternity, or you could suffer a slow, painful death right now.
Thanks a lot. Hey.
Given the options, I appreciate the options. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And he chooses the option of blowing his head completely off.
Yeah. Yep.
So, one of my favorite things about these movies is parts like this, John, where you get a, you know, we're down to the last few people.
Yep.
And they just get together and they look at each other and they go, you know what? What if we just go destroy the box? That probably solve all our problems. And it's like, fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah. Got to give it a try.
Like, what gave you that idea? Nothing gave you that idea. Nothing.
This all started with that stupid box. Christopher Robin drops off his box. And
oh, hey, I'm Christopher Robin. Oh boy, your grannies are demons. Like, you don't know what's going on. The world's upside down. Your grandma's eating people's heads. Yeah.
Maybe destroying the box is the wrong thing. Maybe you need to get them back in the box. You gotta walk up to them and get in the box.
Yeah, you might permanently screw yourself. You might destroy the one thing. That's a good point, John. That's a good point.
So they decide they take this box, they find the box, they're going to take it to the chapel.
Sure.
And instead of just breaking it, they're breaking it with a crucifix. I thought that was interesting.
I don't know. I don't know, John. I don't know. I was trying to figure that out, too. I'm like, whatever.
Then, like, the granny's head at this point was fantastic. It's, like, bubbling and, swelling. I'm like, it's going to blow. It's going to blow.
You really thought it was. Well, before this, John, we can't go past the fact that the guy named John, she folds him in half backwards.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a Jason Voorhees move right there. folding him in half backwards. But, yeah, the granny started bubbling, and you're like, oh, I thought for sure, John. I really did. I was like, it's going to be a big splatter. But instead, they just morph back into annoying grannies.
Yeah. So apparently, after all that, the grannies are still alive and nobody gets any money.
Yeah, everybody's dead except for Bertha, who, okay, I didn't understand the situation, John. So they change back to normal. The place is swarming with the police.
Yep.
And the police take Bertha away into the ambulance like she's crazy?
Yeah, she's lost her mind. She's looking loony. Yep.
So it's like, okay. Like, can you imagine trying to piece this together, walking into that place? You got legs over here. You got headless bodies over here.
Yeah, blood everywhere. Yeah.
What the hell happened?
You didn't even turn on the lights to get a good look at it.
Yeah, we're going to do some portable lights in here, Jim. you got a guy downstairs whose ass is gone. You don't know what happened here. I mean, this is...
Yeah, water's probably all bloody. Like, gross.
Oh, boy. Yeah, good luck piecing this together. And I like how the grannies have the nerve to give the cops kind of a hard time because, you know, the cops have some questions about the situation.
How dare you? You know who we are.
So this is what I'm getting. So they show them putting Bertha into the ambulance like she's crazy. And then it's cut to 7 minutes later, a day later, a week later. I don't know. I didn't even know it was the same person. But then she's in a taxi.
I wrote taxi driver with question mark. I'm not sure.
I know. I didn't know what happened.
Maybe it was the lady from the fence. I didn't know who it was.
I don't know. So many unknowns. I don't know. But yeah, she just appears in this taxi. And this poor guy eats the driver. And I guess the demons. What exactly happened here? I guess, like, what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say when she smashed the box, it went into her? Both of them? I don't. These endings, I don't know. They get me, man. I don't know. What was that movie we did, John, with the. What was that movie we did with the guy who was chanting shit in the basement? What am I thinking of, John?
We've done a couple like that.
It was like a cult. He was in the basement and his wife was okay with it at first. We've done so many. I don't know.
I'd have to think a little harder about that one.
I don't know. Yeah, remember there was like thunderstorms in the basement with him when he was chanting and shit? I can't.
Yes, yes, yes. Inside the house, inside the basement, there was thunderstorms.
Yeah.
He was interested in the book, this occult book.
Yeah.
He was
reading it. Yes. Well, what? I can't think of it.
I know what you're talking about now, though. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, so somehow she's possessed and eating people. I don't know. We'll have to wait for Rabid Grannies 2. They're taking their time. But yeah, that's the end of the movie of Rabid Grannies. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was something. I came across it. It wasn't on my list. I just kind of was scrolling and I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, that's funny. There's grannies who are demons, you know? But oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. Anyway. Let's go to what John has picked for number 200.
Well, I couldn't wait too long for this one because I got excited when I saw it. And I gave you a teaser of this not too long ago. They made a sequel to Sorority Babes in the John. Slime Ball Bowl-Rama 2. Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of it? It's just 2?
Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-Rama 2.
That's funny.
I peeked at it a little bit and just to see, and it's like, yeah, they follow a lot of the same plot and like redoing the movie. It's like, oh, this will be fun. This will be good. And Impy looks exactly the same. It's great.
Yeah, let's see here. What number was the original one? Sorority Babes and the Slime Ball Bowl-O-Rama was number 160. So.
But it was a long. It was an older movie. They just happened to make a sequel recently.
So this is newer.
Yeah, this is pretty new.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm excited because that one was pretty good, John. That one was pretty good. You know,
I especially liked the scene when they were initiating, and they had they were spanking.
Yeah.
The sorority initiates. They were spanking them with the paddles, and they're just—it was like 5 minutes of the movie. And just you could just hear smack, ow, smack, ow.
Yeah, and I love the fact that these guys like we got to get a better look from inside the house. So
let's go inside and look at this. Oh,
well, John, I think that's a good pick for us to do for number 200.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just write this down here so I don't forget. Slime Ball Bowl O Rama 2.
Two. Yep.
All right, John. Well, you take care. We'll talk about that next week, sir.
All right. Till next time.
Bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.